Thanks, Andy, for the added percussion.
Sorry,
at the end of it.
I didn't know it was on. got my mic front. Anyway, so listen, how exciting is this that baseball is just a few short weeks away?
Yeah, about this time next month, right? Toward the end of July.
Oh, my goodness. But there are going to be some changes, not necessarily like the changes that they made in Korea, where there are no people in the crowd, but they did fill their seats with stuffed animals. That was weird.
I mean, it's very distracting. Can you imagine being the pitcher and you're pitching and all you see in the backdrop are just hundreds, and they're all different, hundreds of stuffed animals.
SpongeBob, and I think there's a teddy bear. Yeah,
they were not 6 feet apart, though, so that kind of
worries
me.
Well, certainly not. But it was better than, because they initially had ordered all of those inflatable dolls, not realizing what that meant, I guess. Yeah, so
somehow.
This was a little more kid-friendly. But some of the weird rules were unveiled for MLB shortened 2020 season. Like, the first one is no licking. And you might think that they're joking, but it's serious because pitchers are lickers.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they're always, and then.
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah. Getting the ball all gooey and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to do that. Pitchers are not allowed to do that on the mound anymore.
No, keep your spit in your mouth. Rip alongs.
That's going to be hard for them, I think.
Yeah.
No spitting, which means no sunflower seeds, no chewing tobacco, none of that.
Yeah, the more we get into this, I realize baseball players are really dirty.
They're so
gross.
Aren't they very
dirty? Are they going to be able to? They've been doing this for their whole life, just spitting and licking stuff.
I know. I feel like rather than training over these next few weeks to prepare for the season, what they need to do is try to rid themselves of all these disgusting habits that they have. Like they need to go to counseling or something.
So you're like, you already know how to throw and catch and bat. Just work on this.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be the hard. They're going to be throwing people out of these games left and right. The other thing is no touching. And I get that. They don't. I mean, I kind of feel like it's on them, though. Don't you? Mm. If these guys are like high-fiving each other and stuff. Like they can't even do that. They can't celebrate with each other. There's no dapping. What is that?
You know, where you do like the little handshake, chest bump sort of thing.
That has a word?
Yeah.
Well, where did that come from?
Do girls do that or do boys only do that?
No, girls don't do that. That would be painful. But like, why does that, where did that name come from? Dap. What does that mean?
I don't know. It just sounds cool.
But instead, maybe they could dab.
They could dab instead of dap.
I think that's what they should do. You're welcome, MLB.
That could be fun, the little celebration dances they'll come up with when they hit home runs. Yeah. Since the NFL won't let them celebrate in the end zone, don't you want to see what Bryce is going to do with all that hair?
Maybe over these next 4 weeks, what they'll do is choreograph a dance for them to all where they can be 6 feet apart and not touching each other, but they can all do the
dance.
Same.
In a big empty stadium filled with stuffed animals. They're going to do Thriller.
I think that's a good idea.
You're going to watch more baseball this season than you've ever watched in your life.
Just to see what happens. How many times is that pitcher's hand going to go up to his mouth and be like, no.
And then they'll press like, you're out of the game. They're
going
to go through the whole pitching staff in one day.
Well, and that's the other thing. Now, when they're being thrown out, they're not allowed to yell. Like, they're not allowed to get into confrontations.
Yeah, no arguing either.
Yeah.
It's going to drive managers crazy.
So I think, like, you can't leave your position, basically. They're tethered to their spot on the field.
Which I think would be great, too, watching the games on TV, because as I've noticed from like soccer and other sports where the stadium is, like, you can hear everything the players are saying.
Right.
So wouldn't it be great in an empty stadium? The guy at third base now has to stay at third. He can't run up to yell. So you'll be able to hear him yelling at the umpire.
So I wonder, though, too, if they have to watch what they eat, because if you can hear everything, right? Like, what if somebody has gas? What if someone... Right? You're on first base and you're normally no one would notice, but all of a sudden it's picked up by the mics.
As we've covered, they're kind of dirty people.
They're so gross. So anyway, and then the other thing, and I know this is a thing that like true baseball enthusiasts might be annoyed about, and that's the whole reducing the playing time and person-to-person exposure. If a game goes into extra innings this season, it starts with a runner on second. And I laugh when I say that because it seems like... These games go on for so long anyway. Why don't they just always do that?
For every inning?
Fill the bases.
Fill the bases, two outs.
Exciting?
Two outs, three balls, two strikes. You get one pitch per inning. Whole game would take 3 minutes.
The Andy Summers Show.
I love them.
Weekday mornings.
Country music in the morning on 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.